a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And yet, still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop. In order to bear fruit, we have to hear, understand, and obey the Word of God. We can't allow the world to choke us or the enemy to deceive us. We must grow by spending time with the Father. We have to be filled with His Spirit. We have to understand the riches of His grace. Allow His seed to penetrate your heart and yield a harvest that is eternal.
So let me ask you a question. What do you think of when you think of dirt? What do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word dirt? Play or clay? Because we're in Clay County, a lot of clay. Got to beef up the ground if you're going to plant stuff, right? What else? What? Farmers? Good. What else? You think of gossip? Think of gossip, dirt. Hey, what's the dirt on them? What else? What did you say? Joe Dirt. Okay. I watched the movie. That's kind of like a death kind of guy, isn't he? Isn't that kind of a death thing? When I think of dirt, I think of dirty little kids, don't you? All mudded up or playing in the mud. We had a lot of mud around right now this week. A lot of flooding around here. And if you're joining us this morning, talking about dirt today and what it has to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so thanks for joining us. And here we've just been deluged with a lot of rain. In fact, one of the ladies, they do almost like a truck patch out. And she said that in one day they got 5 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain. A lot of flooding around the area. So, but if you're online and you're in Florida and you haven't got any rain lately, you know, we got it all. We got it all. But hear this, dirt is a natural medium for growth. Dirt is a natural medium for growth. My wife wants to have a garden and she wants a raised garden. So last year I blocked up this, you know, about 30 or 40 blocks, 8-inch blocks, pretty big, and stacked them all up. And so then I bought her a little kind of trough thing to put the garden in. And then I went to a gardening place and I said, what kind of dirt do I need? And he said, well, I can help you out. I can sell you this dirt. $15 a bag, 7 bags. You calculate it. I'm barely, you know, because not all dirt is the same. You got to have good dirt to grow stuff. And he was kind of a seasoned, he knows his dirt. I just trust him. And he said, you can go cheap and you get your own dirt, or you can buy this dirt and stuff will grow in it. And he said that for my wife. So I bought 7 bags of dirt, dumped them all in. And so it's ready to go. Now it's not planting season yet. The dirt has to warm up a little bit more before you can plant your vegetables, your tomatoes, and whatever she wants, she's going to plant. And that's her garden. And I'm done. Good husband. Dirt matters, doesn't it? Today we're going to look at a parable of Jesus. And something we probably don't realize is Jesus' parables weren't always easy to understand. They just weren't. And many times, Jesus left people confused. Now, if I did that very often, and sometimes I will confuse some people about something I will say, or they'll misunderstand it, and I'll get an email, or I'll get a phone call, or I'll get a text message, I'll get something. Well, Jesus didn't care about any of that because he didn't have email or text message and a phone. So he just left them confused intentionally, because there's a tension, if you will, with hearing from God. So not always are we meant to understand, but we are meant to hear from him. And so some of that is on us. And you might be questioning today. You might have been in the church and been here all along, or maybe you're new to the fellowship and new to Christ. And you might be asking the same question as, why am I, if I belong to Jesus, why am I not hearing from God anymore? And I think that's a good question. That's legit. Now, there'll be seasons where we won't hear from God, and we will walk by faith in obedience, trusting the Spirit of God to lead us. But if you never hear from God, I think there's a problem. I think there's a concern that you should have as a follower of Jesus Christ. And through this passage over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at four conditions of our hearts. Four conditions. And I think we go in seasons in different conditions of our own hearts. And so it's just not a one and done type of situation, but it changes. And it should be a concern for all of us to have the right soil, the right heart. In Luke chapter 8, if you're following along in your Bible, we're going to begin at verse 4, and we're going to be looking at this parable in Luke 8. And here's what he writes. He says, "And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said a parable." Something we may not realize is there are all kinds of people in the crowd. In Jesus' crowd, there were all kinds of people. There were coming seers that were just checking out because there's a large crowd and they may have wondered why everybody was gathered. There were others that wanted to see a sign or a miracle, and they were there for the show. And others were there because everybody else was there and they wanted the dirt on everybody else, if you will. And others were there because they thought maybe he was a political person that would come and be the king of Israel, to be the Messiah, and they were expecting a political leader. So there were all kinds of reasons why people gathered to see Jesus and to hear Jesus. Look what Luke writes. He says, "And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed." I've never known a sower, but I've known a lot of farmers in my life. In fact, the church that I came from in Washington, Indiana, had a bunch of farmers. We only have a few farmers in our congregation today, but down there, they were all farmers. And so when I would preach anything that had to do with agrarian life and gardening or farming, they would just laugh because I really don't know a whole lot. And they knew that I didn't know a whole lot. And so that was always a joke. Oh, Chris is preaching about something he doesn't know a lot about. Not a lot about the Bible. Not a lot of a farmer. But anyway, the farmer went out and sowed his seed. And as he sowed, some fell upon the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And some fell into the good soil, and it grew, and it yielded 100-fold. And as he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And you know what happens next? Then Jesus drops the mic and walks off. You have to understand, there were people with ulterior motives in the crowd, just like there are today. Some are listening to catch something that he missays or misunderstands and to use it against him. And so there were ulterior motives. There were political motives. They were going to spread gossip and rumor and innuendo against Jesus because he was threatening the power structure of the day. And it was fascinating that Jesus knew this. And so sometimes he dropped the mic and he walked away. And part of it was a test to see if people were curious or the least bit interested in what he was saying. And this passage, it goes on, and Luke writes, he says, his disciples asked him what this miracle meant. And he replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, and so are we. But I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. When they hear, they won't understand." And I think that's true today. And it leads us to the question, can you hear the voice of God? And I'm not talking about an audible voice as much as I'm talking about an impression in your heart, in your mind, that you understand what God is saying to you. And like I said before, if you haven't heard from God for a while, you might be in a season, but it might be that you're not hearing him. I find it fascinating that Jesus says, "He who has ears, let them hear." Well, you know, we're in a pretty big group, and if I would check now, some of you ladies have your ears covered, but I would assume you all have ears. Isn't it fascinating what he said? But he was saying, you might have ears, but you might not hear. He's saying this, one of the biggest problems with the human heart, with the human condition, is being able to hear God's voice. And I would say amen to that. Paul in Romans 10:17 said it this way. He said, "So faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ." The thing is, if we're going to follow after God, we have to be able to hear him. We have to be able to hear him. There's no other way. And what's fascinating is that there is something that can only be heard when you come to God, not on your own terms, not with your agenda, not with your wants, but on his terms and saying, "Let your will be done. I'm here to do your will, not my own agenda, not my own will." And what's fascinating is those disciples, those that were near him, that were close to him, that were part of his entourage or his family, the disciples kept asking what the parable meant. "What does this mean, Jesus? What does this mean?" And finally, he told them, because they were the only ones that were interested in understanding. And I think that's true today, that some of us hear, but we don't understand, and we don't pursue it far enough to ask the questions. And Luke goes on and writes, this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message, only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. Isn't that sad? And I would say that this crusting over, or this hard path, this path that would not receive moisture, that would not receive water, that could not be obedient to the will of God and to receive the grace of God, therefore not to be saved. There were a couple of reasons why it was hard crusted. And here's two. First one is this. Why can't I hear from God? First of all, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what I need to know. I just don't want to know. And there are people in this world that don't care about what God has to say. They don't want to hear the voice of God. They don't want to change their life to do his will. They're on their own agenda and their own will to destruction, to miss out on the grace of God, to miss out on the salvation. Now, that's less common inside the church, but the second one is pretty common in the church. It's a danger zone for all of us. And it's this: I already know everything I need to know. I know it. I just know it all. And this is very dangerous because that at this condition of the heart, they're never rethinking. They're never being challenged. They're never understanding what God is saying next to them. There's no word from God. And the good news is this, in this parable, you don't have to stay on the footpath. You don't have to have that hard path soil in your heart. You don't have to be a hard path soul. And you might be saying, well, that may be where I'm at. I may not have heard from God in a while. And I want to be careful there. I want to caution because, you know, we all go through seasons. But if you never hear from him, this may be you. And the question then becomes, how does God do something new in you? How does he do that? And it's just one word. It is listen. It is listen. To hear the voice of God, you have to be listening for his voice. It has to be heard above the noise of your life, all the busyness and all the other stuff. It is to listen, to be still, to know God, to hear God. And as I was thinking about this, I a lot of times we'll run into some folks, and if this is you, please don't think I'm judging you, but you may be at rock bottom, and you might be, we might wonder, why do so many people come to faith at rock bottom? And I believe it's what happens at rock bottom is that everything that you've already tried and planted has died because it's failed. Everything you put your faith and trust in, everything that you counted on, everything that you've lived for hasn't worked out. It's failed because it doesn't work without God, without him being in your life, being who you were designed to be in his will and his purpose. But I want to encourage you with this, that God is still scattering seed. He is not done with you. If you hear my voice, if you're joining us online, if you're listening on a podcast months later, God is still scattering seed and he is still making a way for you. Listening places you in environments that create soil that is receptive to the word of God. It is saying stopping the direction you're on and stopping and listening to the voice of God. And here's the deal. If you start listening to people, you will start hearing what's really going on with them. And that might be a lot for you. That might be a lot. Listening for me is hard at times. And to really hear and to understand and to empathy is outside of my natural nature, and it takes work for me, and I'm trying, but I have to start over and over again. If you want to talk to God more, you'll need to hear from God more to be able to serve people and to love them really well. That's what it's all about, is hearing from God allows us to serve and to love people really, really well. And here's the deal. Most of the time we listen to respond to get that word in when there's that pause in that conversation, but we need to listen to learn, to understand, to fully understand, and to engage at another level. And that goes in our relationship with God, but our relationship with each other. Now, I want to tell you something, and I said this in first service, and somebody already made a beeline to my wife because I already got my wife's report about my comment, so I might as well say it in this service as well. Dig the hole a little deeper. Is my wife is a talker. She talks a lot. And part of it is her medication, and what she thinks, she says. And so that's kind of, at times, overwhelming for me. And I got to say that I don't always listen well. In fact, I have to work at it. And it's not easy. It's not easy for me. And so it's like I heard somebody on a podcast say it's like pouring water into a container and you only have so much that you can contain and then it just kind of washes over. Okay. But here's the deal. I know when I'm not listening. You're not listening if you're not asking questions. Okay. You're not listening if you're not asking questions. If you're just nodding your head and saying, yeah, that's nice. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You're not listening. Yeah, I know I'm not listening. But when I engage, I say, so are you saying this? Is that what you're saying? I don't understand. You just skipped from this to that. How do they connect or do they not connect? And then, you know, and if I were honest, which I'm supposed to be, is, okay, I'm at my capacity. I can't do any. The container's flow, it's overflowing. Okay. But simple questions like, how was your day? How was your day? Opens up a conversation and then to listen and then to tell me more about this shows that you're listening, that you understand, or that you are showing interest and you're other oriented. But here's the deal. How does it feel or what is it like for you when someone doesn't listen to you? How do you feel? Do you feel like you don't matter? Do you feel like they don't care about you? Do you feel like they don't understand or they don't want to understand? And I would say that it's almost hellish in the idea that you don't matter. Now think about this. What is it like for you when you think God doesn't listen to you, doesn't hear you? Isn't that frustrating? Isn't that the message that you feel is that he doesn't care? It doesn't matter. He doesn't answer. And I just want to reassure you that in the Word of God, God is the best listener. He hears everything. He knows everything, even before you ask it or say it or think it or feel it. God is listening. And I think I would challenge you to say, what would it look like to pray without talking? What would it look like to pray without talking and just stopping? And what that's called is meditation. It's listening to God, thinking about what he has to say and silencing ourselves enough to be able to take that moment in and hear him. You might even ask before you stop and listen, God, what do you have for me? For me, sometimes I'm driving on the road and I turn the radio off as I'm driving. And it just silence. Or it's sitting out on my front porch or in my backyard around a fire, and it's just quiet. And I'm not thinking about anything, but I'm just asking God to speak to me. Eugene Peterson said it this way. He said, the task is not to get God to do something I think needs to be done, but to become aware of what God is doing so that I can participate in what he is doing. It is moving to where God is going in our lives. And he also says God will either give you what you prayed for or he will give you what you would have prayed for if you knew all the things that he knew. You see, God knows better. He understands more, and what he is answering, what he is doing, may be more than what you prayed for. And so my question is, do you have a time and a place to hear from God? Is there space in your life that you can hear from him? And some of you say, and I've heard you say this, I really hear from God when I go on vacation. And I've had those moments on vacation where I think, man, God, you spoke really clearly to me. But hear me. I don't think you have to go to Florida to hear from God. And maybe you were thinking, that's my excuse to go to Florida more. You know why? It's because there's some space built in vacation that you may not have in your regular everyday life that you don't create for God. But maybe what that's telling you is that you need to make that space for God, that you're not in such a rush, that you can't take those moments of time to really hear from Him, because He's speaking to you. And just hear this, perhaps what you're anticipating hearing may not arrive, not because there's anything flawed with you or because God doesn't exist, but what if it's because God has something even better in store for you? That instead of good or better, God wants the best for you. And so He's answering your prayers in that way. And I want you to understand that following Jesus is more about getting God and more of God than getting away from the devil. And a lot of times that's what we're doing, is we're running away from the devil rather than realizing that we need just more of His presence, more of His voice, more of Him in our lives. Let me ask you this. How would it be for someone who has been deaf all their lives and then they suddenly hear? How would that be? Have you seen that on YouTube or maybe on a news or some technological development in the ear process or the parts of the ear and being able to do that? And it's amazing. And you see people actually hear noises for the first time. And it's a celebration and it's exciting. And there's a totally different level of communication that is able to go on. Well, think about this. How is it for someone who has been sitting in church for years and years and years and suddenly realize who God is and everything changes because they hear from God? And they hear God and they receive the seed and it grows. I think that can happen in any church at any time when we make space for God. That we don't allow that hard path, that crust, that we allow it to be softened by hearing and listening to God's voice, and so that God's still scattering seed, it actually germinates and it grows, and lives are transformed, and your life in particular is transformed. The Apostle John writes in his gospel, the very first few verses, he says this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Talking about Jesus and Him being the Word. And when God sows His seed, when the farmer of all the universe casts His seed, whether it's a, I don't know, 30-row planter or 16-row planter, or whether he's casting it by his hand, he scatters it broadly, and he desires it to grow inside of you. And he never gives up, and he keeps casting it out so that it will penetrate your life and that Jesus would be rich inside of you and that others might see and know Him as well. This morning, the invitation's simple. Come to Jesus. Allow God to soften your heart, to listen to Him, to make that a part of your life, because He is speaking to you. Will you hear His voice? He who has ears, let him hear what God is saying. Will you please stand as I pray? Eternal God and Father, we're reminded again that Your grace is sufficient, Your Word is enough, that Your Spirit still works and You are still scattering seed, and we as Your followers, we as your people want to hear your voice. And Father, whatever you want, will you make it known in our lives that we might follow you to do your will. Father, those that are struggling, we that struggle at different times with being the hard path, not listening, not hearing, not allowing that word to penetrate our lives, Father, we pray that you would soften that soil in our hearts, that we might hear your voice and be moved to follow you. Father, that we could walk in a closer communion in relationship with you. And Father, for those that are questioning about your existence, for those of that have never made that decision to follow you, to allow that word to penetrate, Father, we just pray your Spirit's work would be done, that they would know and understand, that that aha moment, that they could finally hear your word and what it's saying in their lives. And Father, I just pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.